headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Haley with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland Tourism Industry Council, or QTIC, has written to both state and federal governments seeking intervention and assistance in stabilising the industry's economy as it hits a, quote, tipping point. QTIC found that many tourism operators are struggling with increasing costs of operation and a heightened number of cancellations, with the ongoing fuel crisis only worsening the situation. Chief Executive Natasha Wheeler said that the industry was looking for a targeted time-limited stabilization, not a bailout, asking for cost relief measures and support processes for a sector that's, quote, dollar impact is a multiplier.
Queensland Mining has a new team of cross-agency specialists to streamline the assessment and opening of operation centres. The assessment team will function as a single unit that combines the expertise of each sector to improve the manner in which facilities are structured and developed. Mining companies see the move as a great way to streamline the approval process while also working into environmental and other local council regulations. The new model has already pushed forward three projects: the Eva Copper Mine, Centurion North Development, and Grafenex's Esmeralda Graphite Project.
In national news, the ABC is walking away from three prominent diversity and inclusion groups after long-running external pressure over whether the relationships compromise the national broadcaster's independence. In an internal newsletter circulated to staff, the ABC announced plans to end its controversial memberships with ACON's Health Pride and Diversity Program, the Australian Disability Network, and the Diversity Council of Australia. The internal announcement said the ABC had conducted a top-down assessment of its external partnerships and concluded they were no longer providing sufficient value to the organization. Former ABC chair Ita Buttrose was forced to admit to serious editorial lapses over a separate three-part series on transgender women in sport.
Anthony Albanese is set to fly to Singapore this week, Australia's biggest source of petrol, as the government mounts an international bid to keep fuel prices from rising. Diesel is getting more expensive, and petrol prices have stopped falling, despite the federal government's cut to fuel excises last week. Albanese last month released a joint statement with Singaporean Prime Minister Lawrence Wong, reaffirming the two nations would continue trading in energy. Singapore is one of the major sources of Australia's oil, accounting for 26% of refined fuel imports, 55% of petrol imports, 22% of jet fuel, and 15% of diesel. There has been growing concerns from energy experts that nations will start keeping oil for their own domestic consumption instead of exporting their usual amounts, after a statement from Malaysia that the country's government would prioritise their own needs.
In international news, Trump criticized Australia, Japan, and other allies over their lack of aid in the war in Iran in a statement yesterday, despite previous criticisms from him of those same allies for getting too involved, in which he said the U.S. did not need any help. Albanese responded to questions of what exactly Trump was talking about by stating, "That's not a question for me," and that Australia should be for a de-escalation of the conflict. Trump later threatened to, quote, "A whole civilization will die tonight if Iran did not accept U.S. demands for his deadline." Iran withdrew from talks to end the conflict after the threats. Pakistan made a plea to Trump to extend his deadline by a fortnight, which he accepted 2 hours before the deadline, announcing on Truth Social that there will be a, quote, double-sided ceasefire lasting 2 weeks. Alarmed by Trump's threats, over a quarter of congressional Democrats are calling for Trump to be stripped of power or impeached, saying he's not mentally fit to hold office.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our